So this is the question. Do you call your parents?
I do call my mom, yeah.
Yeah, your mom. Yeah, you call your mom. So, and does your mom call you? Silence.
Why?
Wagwan, wagwan, what's up, what's up? Welcome to another amazing episode of the Unspoken Podcast. This is episode 72, if I'm not wrong, man. So, today was a very special day. Actually, hey, as I know, I always record my episodes at weird hours. If you listen to this podcast, you know, it's me and my weird recording hours against the wall. So, it's literally 12:20 a.m., 17th August. I'm chilling with my friend, my namesake.
What's up? Wagwan alaikum, fellas. It's me. Hello, it's me again.
Hello,
It's
it's
me
me.
again. Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Hello, hello.
Hello.
Hello, hello.
Tell a friend to tell a friend.
Hello. So I'll show you my namesake.
I didn't try to
We should introduce. My namesake. Ukijua
tukilink
up, with my friend, my namesake, Awishi, and we're just chilling there, and took a feel like, I took a get some inspiration, you know, to get some inspiration, na, tushka to chill, like, have a chill conversation, cause, man,
A yap is just when I yap.
yeah, it's just when I yap, man. So, I have a few questions for us that tunataka tujibu.
Shoot, 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 bana. Kwani iko nini?
A few questions that tujibu, like, from different
Okay.
perspectives, because I feel like we're like in the same age bracket. You see, because I'm a podcast, but then I'm in my late 20s, because I'm fuck it. I'm not in my late 20s. I'm fucking 28. I'm in my late
Period.
20s
Maddie
till when?
dear.
I'm 28. And what I realized is that our early 20s and then our mid 20s. And then our late 20s. Those are three different eras, bro. The girl I was in my early 20s and the girl I was in my
You before your frontal lobe developed,
yeah.
and you after your frontal lobe developed.
Two different people.
Two different people. Yeah,
Very different. I used
definitely.
to think so differently. I used to have different interests, different dreams, different passions. I'm like, what the hell was I thinking? Doing that shit at 21, at 20. What the hell was I thinking? Why was I like giving myself so much pressure? Am I like una feeling like me kujak realize life gets better as you get older, bro.
Period.
Life gets better. You know better.
Exactly.
You do
You
better.
can make better
You make
decisions.
better
You can
decisions.
recognize patterns.
You rec pattern
Right?
recognition.
You can tell when things are not going right, so you can either decide to like choose yourself or choose the comfort. Because I feel like as you grow older, you learn to choose yourself more. When you're younger, you would like to like somehow you want a sense of you have unataka kuwa na sense of belonging. You want to be chosen, you want to be picked. But as you grow older, it's like fuck that shit. Oops, can you pass? Inakuwa like fuck that shit. Me, I'll choose myself. And I love that because una live life unapologetically, regardless of what thoughts umekuwa nazo behind, and they're like fuck it. Let's do it. Yeah, I love growing older. I don't know. I love it. Same. I love right now I'm the most confident, so I can't imagine when I get to my 30s and 40s. And this is,
if
the more I grow, the more confident I become, the more sane, the hotter the more I smart, become.
The hotter. Like, I'm not even my hottest. I can't wait to be my age. I've barely scratched the surface.
Literally, at a dot.
I've barely scratched the surface of my hotness.
And my greatness.
And my age. And my greatness, man.
Yeah. So me, I'm being quite excited. Like, see, the way society, ilikuwa imefanya 30s, ikae ni kama, like, you are such a...
But you're so old in your 30s.
I can't wait to get to 30. Honestly, bro, I can't wait.
Unasemanga kitu daily. I can't wait.
Because me, the more I grow, the more the more to, like, a lot of load inakuwa shed, and it becomes so easier and lighter, and you just learn to just live apologetically yourself. I love that. I love growing up. I love it. It just needs to come with the money. They say that your 30s is like your 20s, but with the money.
Yeah, so life gets better as you grow older, definitely.
It does, yeah, it does.
And also, how long have you lived alone? When did you start living alone?
Okay, I started living alone, I think, nikiwa kampo. Yeah.
How old were you?
Oh my God, I was 19. Because the first time I lived, because I didn't grow up like with my own specific room, because I had to like share rooms, but eventually I got my own room, thank God. But after the first time nilato nikaishi kwangu, and the first time I was sleeping alone, no supervisor, no nobody, it's just me. I have to figure out what I'm eating. I have to plan out my budget. I have to know, like, oh my goodness, living alone was so scary and new, but I loved it. I think I loved my space so much. And if you point and I have to be in somebody else's space, I visibly become uncomfortable. Sometimes I was like, I'm going to 3 a.m. And then she was like, I had to deal with that as well, because I fell in love with my space to a point and imagine I want to share this space with a person. Not unless I love you. Because if I want you in my space 24/7, we basi nakupenda mbaya sana. I loved it. I think I was 19, 20 hapo. And then I stayed with my sister for some time, and then I moved out.
Me remember growing up. The childhood I had, I grew up with, like, I grew up with a lot of relatives.
Oh yeah,
relatives. Holiday unaenda unaambiwa uende kwa aunty siji nani. Utembelea aunty nani kwa this certain holiday. So I grew up in different families. Mimi nasema, like, I grew up with a lot of people. Like, childhood yangu nilikuwa na grow up like in different homesteads. You get? So, to grow up hivyo, I really wished to have my own space. I mean, nasema to your nini. Have your own room, you feeling you have just your own room, like a little space. I really wanted that to bring up. So I remember when I finished, when I was in campus, of course, when Nikua campus, but I had to go still home. But Nikua campus, by the minute, I think I stopped going home. Second year, Nilecha kwenda home.
Completely
me kwenda home December holidays. I used to only go home during the December holidays. Like, these are times when schools are closed, the Jipang. I just crave that, like, being far away from home, like,
the kills, everybody
like
else.
I just wanted to find my own path.
Yeah.
I just wanted to find my own path, like, you know, like who I can be outside, my family outside, all that. So nearly promising you one thing, like, immediately I finish campus, before I even graduate, I'm going to have my own space. Whatever happens, atakas na job, but I'm not going back home. Like, nishio, I just want to try and, like, I want to, like, stay just alone. I really wanted that. Like, at Amina Swanga, whatever happens, at life, no matter how hard life gets, I can never go back, like, to living back, like, with people, ama, like, going back home. So, like,
can you live with your partner, though?
It depends.
Nini?
With where we are at in the relationship. Like, it depends with where we are at in the relationship. Like, is this long term? I better used to say this. I told my friend this the other day that I've never had a relationship where I got to the point that I had to move in with my partner.
Really?
It's crazy, yeah. I've never gotten to that point. No, like, it depends with where we are at in the relationship, because I've never gotten to that point. Crazy.
Yeah, I'm such a moving inner.
Okay, I've never.
It's crazy, so I don't because know how I love my space.
Mm.
But as in, okay, me, I prefer, like, I want you to stay in my space for some time, but I also want you to have your own space. You get it?
Mm.
Like, nakutaka around all the time, but I also want you to be.
So I feel like, if there's something people always say, and I think it's actually true, is that in this life, one of the stages you have to go through is living alone. Yes. Like, make sure you live alone, because
in your 20s, make sure.
In your 20s, especially in your 20s, because it teaches you a lot about yourself. Do you think that's true?
It is, 100%. Like, it shows you, when you live with a person, you have another person to, like, when you're unaweza kuwa accountable. Uneza blame, uneza mwacha the responsibility. Mm. Like, you can just live in the shadows. Mm. But you see, when you're alone, you have to make sure that the door is locked.
True.
You have to make sure that, see, the way uneza, unapanda kutana, and then somebody else anenda kuzima the light, and then you're just, like, snuggled. Mm. When you're living alone, that's your responsibility. You have to do your own budgeting. You have to know when to clean. If you don't clean, your mess, the more it becomes more, the more when you're in the hotel, unless you have to, like, call a person or whatever. It shows you what you actually like, because nobody else is influencing, like, your decisions or anything. And I love the fact that you unafanyanga home zao zinakuwa so personal. It has a lot of character. Nini. This is in space and you're the most vulnerable. It has taught me living alone is just an eye-opener, I feel.
True.
Yeah.
It's like, it's a chapter of...
It's a chapter that you shouldn't miss.
There's some guys, immediately from my school, I know some people from my other part of the family. From my school, I can't go leka. This is why I could experience you could live alone.
Yeah.
I'm a mission na wazazi, from kushit na wazazi, ni kuenda ndani kwa ndoa. So, you gap. And enjoy it, kuna venye it affect relationship yako.
I think so. I think it would, because you don't have a silent time with to know yourself, because your life is constantly surrounded by taking care of the needs of other people. Because if you're at home, you're taking care of your siblings, your parents, yada yada yada. If you are with a partner, you have to figure out about what your kids are gonna eat, what your husband is gonna, I don't know what. Mara sijui, anga do. Like, when you are surrounded with other people, unfortunately or fortunately, they have to be part of your concerns. Like, utawafikiria sana. So most likely, you will end up neglecting parts of yourself to ensure that people around you are comfortable.
True. Like, I don't know, someone, like, I feel like living alone, you know, it teaches you a lot about yourself, who you are.
Exactly.
So, like, you miss your face, and then you move in already with someone, you dissolve yourself to absorb that other person's, like, character. But I've learned a lot about myself. And I could teach accountability.
That one.
You have to be accountable for
every little thing.
Your decisions, bro. Your decisions. One bad decision, bro. You have to be accountable for your decisions.
Yeah.
You have to be good at sometimes planning, small planning, budgeting. Because window, like, the sole breadwinner. It's so hard, man.
Well, I feel it's a really bittersweet time.
Alafu, another thing
I think. Actually, it's not bitter. No, it's not. Mm. Imagine kuna una provide kwa nyumba yenye unaishi na watu wengine.
Manzi. Uzuri ukishi uzuri
kishi. Na wewe ndo sole breadwinner. Ah, wewe acha bana.
True. Kishi peke yako unajitafutia unakula jasho yako peke yako.
Kama naishi na watu wengine, basi let's put our minds together. Yeah.
Partnership. For another thing that I feel like another benefit of living by yourself is that you get to unlearn a lot of things that society, or a lot of stereotypes that society pinned on us.
Mm-hmm.
No longer, I feel like, come venimeshipigangu nimelan like society inatupanga a lot of pressure, like kuna vitu tu mingi unaambiwa like you have to do at this certain age, ama you have to be this type of person. Mm-hmm. But once you live alone, you disassociate from society. It's like you forge your own path to who you are supposed to be, to who you are. So you're gonna get
yourself. I get what you're saying.
It's like you don't. Mjua kuna msana influence your life. Example, kama mimi venye. Si mimi, I grew up in Kisumu and then I came to Nairobi. I had to choose a state naishi. Si ni path mimi nilijitafutia. Kuna mtu aliniinfluence ati kuna family member wangu anaishi side. Nikajifurujia pale nikasema, "Ah, mimi acha niishi this side." Nikaanza kuongea na like nikaanza ku mjua alafu the community you live in. Mjua nasemanga success yako pia inadetermine your environment, the environment you keep, ama who you are.
Who you surround yourself. See, the people say that, show me your friends and I'll tell you who you are.
Mm.
To some extent, that your saying inakuanga true. Mm. I mean, let's not, tusiangalie vitu like na suju na shortcomings za mtu. Like, you can have, somebody can be really such a bad friend.
Mm.
I don't know what I'm saying. Like, somebody can be really bad at one thing, but they are good at another thing. Mm. And so is everybody else. Like, we all have flaws and things.
Mm.
Kuna mtu mwenye atakuwa zileze like anap, ye ni drug dealer.
Mm.
But they're really cool people. Mm. Like, it's not, just don't look at people from, by how the youth society perceives them.
Mm.
Like, get to know people for who they are.
Mm.
Because you'll realize, even as much as people outwardly may look like as if they're evil, but they're really good people who you'd really achieve. I don't know. You'd really, anything, what are too cool. So you'll learn a lot. Nini. But to some extent, there's something that is similar that's drawing you. It's not what society deems moral and immoral. There's just like a thing. And kama this person is like this, kuna tu kitu moja. And you can attract. And you're talking about friendship na friendship groups. That's the kinds of friends you attract. There's always one thing in common.
Mm.
You can tell, like, for example, if you can't be with an insecure friend, you know for a fact that you're a secure person. Mm. Definitely. Mm. You have secure-ass friends. You're self-aware. Your friends are extremely self-aware as well. You're a creative. You are hanging out with creatives. So I feel like, to some extent, show me your friends. It makes sense.
It makes
sense. Sasa zingine pia ukiangalia like na from like this a superficial point of view, ama ukiangalia tu na, I don't know. It's deeper than that. Yeah. But people always choose to look at the negative side of stuff. So tapata like they'll pick one negative trait of yours, ama one negative aspect, and then they run with it and then they blast it as your identity.
Mm-hmm. I guess what you're saying. Next question. What do you think you've learned about yourself from being in relationships?
Why? Who sent you?
I'm at a friendships, bro.
Yeah.
I've learned a lot about myself as a friend. As someone else's friend. Bro, I've learned a lot about myself. As a friend, I'm in relationships. I've learned that. Me, I've learned by there. I'm an overthinker. I've learned that and I've accepted. I've come to terms. And I always tell my friends, Bebe, I'm an overthinker and I'm a critical thinker. I'll analyze things, bro. Me, don't.
It's that deep.
It's that deep, bro. Yeah. Don't come to me. It's fucking that deep. But it's never that deep. It's that deep. So I've learned about myself that, yeah, me, I'm an overthinker. Yeah, I'm a critical thinker. I'll interpret things. Like my friend the other day, we're having a conversation and then he's telling me, we're having a conversation, and then I asked him, "No, why? And why are you behaving this way?" And then he was like, "No, you overthinking." And then it's like, "Ananiambia, you have OCD. You're overthinking. Do you have OCD?" I'm like, "No,
OCD. People like
so. I have OCD for being confrontational. I have OCD for wanting interpretation.
I have OCD for being confrontational. It's funny.
I have OCD for being confrontational. Like, no, you like analyzing things because me na kwangu mse like I ask." Follow-up questions. Like, soon again.
You know, most people don't like people who are talkative.
Mm.
Why? Because most people like talking about themselves. And if I'm somebody who's so akona a lot of ego, and they find that you actually care and you actually want to interrupt and you want to actually ask deep questions, they're like,
I want to dive deep, bro.
Wait, cheza chini. I just want to like seem cool. Yeah.
True. That's not nice. Those are not genuine people. It's not right. Like, let's dive deep. So me, I've learned, I'm a thinker. I'm a critical, like, I'll analyze things. What have you learned?
I don't want to add, because me neither, without people, without people, me, I'm an overthinker. That's a fact. I overthink. My mind is busy 24/7, analyzing, but I try not to overthink sometimes, but ningumu. I've also learned in relationships that I really do love individuality. I somehow love when you just got your thing going on. I love it when you're just in your element and you're kicking it and you're so confident and secure with yourself. And you're like, yani unafanya tu mambo yako. Like, I don't take a part of you and you don't take a part of me. We can just coexist in the same space, but still... I love that. I don't like when I'm in a relationship and kila kitu inakuwa about that relationship. So when I find, when I realize that's the kind of relationship that I flourish in, that you need me learn from that.
Mama, when someone changes their character for a relationship, you get those type of people. Like, suddenly they're dating someone and they're a totally different person.
It's because they are immersing themselves into this person's life.
Yeah.
They're forgetting, they're neglecting their themselves. Own themselves and their needs.
Yeah.
So they're like, oh, this is the pathway. So, which is also also love, you know, because you just want to be part of their routine. You want to be involved. You want to be with them all the time. So you find yourself like learning their hobbies, their habits and thing. But in real sense, you end up forgetting and neglecting yourself. So eventually itakuwa so toxic because the other party, a party time yake ya kufanya vitu kivyake. So you feel like somehow you get to a point where you feel like you're entitled to their time, or and vice versa. So life can't move because like mimi nimeacha kufanya hii, why are you not doing the same?
Mm.
So individuality in relationships, I've learned that hiyo ni kitu yenye inanibamba yangu yote. Just do your thing.
Do your thing. Be your own person.
Be your own person. Please do it and do it so yani fanya mambo yako. Usijali hata kama usijali itakani kama like, oh, you're nerdy or you're into your weird. Fucking do your thing. That attracts me more than how confidence does. Okay, see more, almost the same time. Like, do your shit.
Yeah.
Usikuje una make, for example, me a filmmaker. You come into my life and all of a sudden you don't even like anything about cameras. And then all of a sudden...
You like them.
Okay, sawa, uneza form an interest. There's also that part, you can form an interest. But isikwe you're doing it...
To please.
Mm. Just do it for yourself. If you don't like whatever that I do, it's okay. Just smile and say, wow.
Valid. Oh, true. 100%. Juicy. I was having this conversation with my friend, and they were talking about Sijinani. Of course, Kwan get about our generation and everything, and this thing people like saying nowadays that understand your parents.
It's my first time living too. Understanding me.
It's the first time. You're sitting with Banawa.
I feel like they should also understand me. It's my first time living too, you know. But I'm not treating you like shit simply because it's my first time living. Why do I have to be the one understanding and yet me ndo nilikuja kwa hii dunia mwisho? You're supposed to be smarter. You're supposed to be guiding me, not the other way around. So I feel like we've given older people a lot of leeway to get away with what, because they're not accountable.
We're making excuses.
Yeah. If you're doing something enye nimbaya, you deserve to be called out. Like, you can't call out somebody who's older than you. Why?
Me nowadays, but they call people older than me. I even call out my dad. Hey, let me ask you this question. Honestly. See, tumeongelea about we both live alone. So of course, you don't live with our parents or anything, yeah, right? So the only way we communicate with our parents is through the phone, right?
Not the only way, but most of the
most
time.
Most of the time, yeah. Of course. Yeah, so, as a kid, you call your parents, kumjulia hali, to know how they're doing, right? So, this is the question. Do you call your parents?
I do call my mom, yeah.
Yeah, your mom? Yeah, you call your mom. So, and does your mom call you? Silence.
What? She doesn't call me as much. Most of the time, I'm the one who initiates a relationship. Yeah. Conversation.
Now, let me tell you, the same thing happened to me. So, me and my dad, we have like a weird relationship, I won't lie. So, my dad also.
God,
let's have this conversation. In fact, my dad, mm-hmm. we actually have a weird relationship with my dad. So actually, he never also calls me.
Mm-hmm.
He rarely, not never, okay. My dad rarely calls me. I'm the one who mostly calls him.
But to be fair, it's because I call most of the time.
So wait, I'm telling you about what happened. So this thing happened. So I think this year, I called my dad on my birthday, on 5th January. Before even my birthday, yeah, I texted, you know, my birthday. Hi, Dad. How are you? Happy New Year. It's my birthday. Then I texted with another, like with another number, so he didn't know it was mine. So I called him the next day and I told him, "Oh, Dad, did you get my text?" And he was like, "Yeah, I didn't know it was you." I can't get you. So we talked. So since then, we didn't talk for like 2 months. I didn't call him and he didn't call me, but I called him to wish him a happy New Year. So my dad goes and tells my brother that. Charity never calls me. My daughter never calls me. Even says I abandoned him. Charity never calls me. Like, why doesn't she come? So he reports me to my brother. So my brother now is my brother and dad. Why don't you call Dad? Dad is complaining. Don't call him. So that was weird to me because I'm like, Dad, you also have my number.
Exactly.
You can literally call me. I'm also your daughter. If you feel like you miss me, you just shoot me a text, man. Cause me by the way, when I feel like I miss my dad, by the way, I just shoot him a text. I'm like, hi, Dad, how are you? I do that because I'm like, one thing I accepted, like, is my dad at the end of the day, I care about him. But him, he never does that. And when I don't do that, so we're having this conversation that there's this belief, what I'm trying to say is like, there's this belief, this, you know, we come from different generations, our parents and us. So our parents believe that it's the kid
exactly.
we're supposed to.
Exactly.
To initiate and look for the parents.
I was literally about to say that.
That shit doesn't make sense to me.
I was just waiting for you to keep quiet, and then I tell you, I feel
imagine
like...
Imagine the audacity.
Exactly.
So imagine when my brother told me that your dad is complaining, you haven't called him. I had to call my dad because I had to tell him, hey, Dad, how are
so
you?
Call, yeah.
Imagine, I called my dad and I told him, hey, Dad, how are you? Hey, how are you? How have you been doing? But it's been long since you talked. You can't even call me. Then he's like, you're the only supposed to call me. Imagine. That's what he said. You're the only supposed to call me. See, it's the kid who's supposed to call the parents.
Again.
That's what my dad said.
Whatever we just spoke about previously, Netukisema, like, unfortunately, most of the older generation, the Gen X, whatever, our parents, mostly our parents and our grandparents, don't like being accountable, don't like taking accountability.
They don't like taking
accountability. They'd rather point, they'd rather like
they,
make
they,
you feel
they, believe
they try
right.
to. No, thing is, no, it's just projection, you know, like mtu anataka, like as you feel guilty, so you have to like take in the burden
Bro.
And transfer it to you because they miss you so much, but because their ego is so high, they're like, see. So, and instead of now, it's like when you miss your partner and then all of a sudden you're just catching feelings. They can do whatever they want to do with their life. They can hang out with their friends. They can do whatever. But the fact that you just miss them and you somehow feel angry and unasikia tu vibaya. No. But sasa, parents don't really accept the fact that I actually miss them. That's why I'm feeling mad.
Yeah.
Now they want to turn it to you equally. Like, why are you... Like, they trying to... I don't know. I think it's a escape mechanism or something. Mm-hmm. Because they, like, relate back when you... So, like, utapata, like, mzazi wako atakukasirikia juu jampigia simu.
Yeah, my dad was
literally mad. Na yeye akupigia simu.
Imagine, that was crazy. And I had to call him out. By the way, one thing about me, I'll call him out. I told him, Dad, surely, even you can call me. I'm also a daughter. You can just worry about me and just text me, man.
Could it be they're just guilty about... See, the way, like, most people talk about the way their parents wamewanini, wamewafuck up. Could it be any too? They just look around and they're like, oh my God, I owe them a lot. And instead of just accepting, they just are walking on eggshells all the time. So, like, they can't even call you because maybe they think that you don't like them as much. Ama weird.
Could that be the reason?
I'm just speculating. I've never been a parent before, so I wouldn't know.
Me, just feel like it's just them and their beliefs, what they believe. Like, oh, I'm the parent, my kid is. It's just their beliefs. It's just beliefs.
That is why it was so easy to colonize us. Any religion
beliefs.
Whoever who came up with like Christianity in a religion, Ali Nini.
It's just their beliefs, what they grew up like. Yeah.
They called him challenge. But to be fair, Walizaliwa during a really tough time. Honestly, to be honest. And yeah, it was like ungeuliwa tu kwa barabara tu hivyo during like colonization and the mzungu was still here. You had to kiss us to be able to like get bread on your table. Yeah. I feel like that's why they at ukiangalia kazi, they always want you to just humble yourself. That's why they have this concept here. Jihumble, like kuja chini, you see, quote too high, don't be too proud, nini. So they were forced to shrink. And I think that's the only thing that they knew. Well, they knew no other life. They knew the only way to survive and to earn a living is for you to put your ego down and just accept and move on. So like they get really confused when they see we are moving freely and doing things freely. We are questioning authority. They're like, how dare you question authority? Like, what do you mean? Ati unaenda kwa mtandao unatetea unapiga kelele serikali. Do you know that's wrong? You're standing up for yourself. What the hell?
Never seen that.
So to them, it's strange.
Yeah.
It's really, really strange because they were so... Anyway, walikuwa wako so pressed. And yadi, no wonder wanakuanga venye wako. And yadi dress code yako, ama what do you mean? Unakataza mtu kufanya kazi kwa sababu akona nose ring.
But tume as a generation tume nini.
I might be the most qualified person in this room, but I have tattoos from my head to my toe.
Doesn't
mean that I'm unqualified. I'm a sijui kazifanya kazi yangu.
So, but the speaking of our parents and the things they denied us, some of the things they lacked. Something I just spoke to my mind. I saw something people are talking about online that things they think they are owed. Things you think the world owes you. What are things you think the universe owes you?
A fucking break.
Give me a fucking break.
A fucking break.
Chukisha.
Imetosha bana. Damn. Nimesha learn his lesson. God damn it.
Asisikia la mkufu mzana.
Hey, bana. Ulipuzisha nifunza jamani.
Ulimwengu mwanze. Nisha learn, bro. Ulimwengu jo. So you think the universe owes you a fucking break?
Fucking break, man. Enough is enough.
Enough is enough.
Yeah. You?
The universe owes me. The universe owes me my mom, man.
Damn.
The universe owes me my mom, man. Mm-hmm. Bring my mom back. People shouldn't live without their moms.
True.
People shouldn't live without them. Everyone needs their mom. Moms are not supposed to die. Yeah. Moms are not supposed to die. So I was even telling you this, that I feel like my life would be different if my mom was alive. Things
would have been different
if she was here. So yeah, the world owes me my mom. Another thing.
Oh, damn. What does the world owe me? God damn it. Let me ponder.
I feel like also, another thing the world owes me. my chance, like the seat where I deserve, yeah. like the world yeah. owes me my success. Like
it's time.
Yeah, it's time. It's time. The world owes me my success. It needs to make my dream a reality.
It's time.
The world owes me that success.
I feel like that's a dream. Like a fucking break. Like, can it just
happen?
Blossom? Can it just happen? Like, can it just happen? Can like, zile siku tu liota, zisi kwetu like reality right now.
Like, I'm putting in the work, world. Can't you see? Like, give me that shit, bro.
I feel like also somehow the universe owes me an apology. Because I didn't ask to be here.
I didn't ask to be here.
But I had to deal with a lot of things that I found happening even before I was here. So I am tasked with changing a lot of things that happened when I was not even aware that I was going to be around. So, yeah. Like, we're still going to change narratives. I know for a fact I am going to. I'm just saying. Ingeniambia tu pole manze, nikubaya. Yeah. Because you've had to deal with a lot of things, especially when you don't know what the fuck is going on in your life, when you're maybe weak and gullible and not aware, because nobody has a manual to this life. We're just doing what's working for us and what sounds right for us. So I don't know what I'm doing. So if I'm making the wrong decisions, it's because it's the first time I'm doing it, you know? So if I fuck it up, apologize to me by making it better, man. Universe. Yeah.
I feel like the world owes me part of my childhood.
Oh.
The world owes me a part of my childhood. Like my childhood. There's some things I want to do again. I want to revisit my childhood, bro.
I want a rematch with my high school teacher, high school principal.
I want a rematch, man. I want a rematch. I want to go back. I want to experience some things for the first time.
Would you wanna for real? Like, when the taka kwenda, like, now, suddenly it's 2016. You'd love.
I want even to go back to Nikwa. Nikiwa like sasa a teenager at 13.
Once
again. Ningekuwa 13, ningeanza ku invest in my art then, way back. Ningepata support system way back. I would not have gone to boarding school as early yeah. as I was taken to boarding school.
Lena boarding school, like you, how old?
Class 5. Class 5, I was 12. I wasn't even a teenager.
That people were in Langan boarding school, like you were class 3.
Hey, kuliko na tuwati class 1. Sisi shilitu kuliko na diwa tu class 1. Mtu class 1 asha
nituwa class 1 anajiosha.
Mimi atafadhali nienda class 5. Mimi class 5 anjeni nikuwa, I was homesick, bro. I used to cry. The first time, I used to cry of homesickness. I used to miss home so much. So that experience, I don't want it. I don't want it. I want to just be at home. Experience that. I don't want to go to boarding school. It traumatized me. So I want to... the world owes me my childhood, man. I need to do some things differently. I would have done something.
Me, I wouldn't want to go back, to be honest. Okay. Like, Seti, it was that bad. I'm just saying, again, the way we said, as I grow older, life becomes better. I feel like in as much as I'd go back and change the narrative, I don't know what, under what circumstances I'd be. Najua, siwezi taka kurelieve like that again. Siwezi taka I don't know. I wouldn't want to go back. Like once something has been done, I always believe like my best years are ahead of me. I don't need to like start all over again. I can just like rebrand, rewire. I just continue. So every time I think about going back to a place where I was at, I'm like, nah, it was fun, but si kila kitu iendelee vizuri, basi let's move on. Let's see how better it gets.
Person, but now, I've been a
Me also feel like the universe owes me rich parents.
Generational wealth.
Generational wealth, bana.
Very true, bro. I'm trying.
Bona miss jazaliwa kwa familia yenyewe.
Why me?
Yeah.
Eh, you know, the universe owes us generational wealth.
Hey.
Shwasu landilin.
Yeah. Because, I mean, there are people who are filthy rich out here. So mbona mimi sikuangukia, but anyway, sawa, tunatengeneza yangu.
And what is something you thought you had you would have figured out by now?
I thought I'd know exactly what I want to do with my life. I know what I want to do with my life, but by now I knew nilikuwa nafaa kuwa nisha figure out who I am fully. Nisha figure out how life is supposed to go for me. I had a plan, by the way. By now, nilikuwa nafaa kwa maybe nisha retire. I was supposed to have already retired if I work at 9 to 5, and I'm now running my own shit, my company, my nini. Like, I'm not working under anybody. I have a stable family, but my right now, I don't want even the family. Because I remember I used to tell myself that nikifika 26, nafaa kuwa niko na. No, nazaa my first kid at 24, and then my second kid at 26 when I was young. When I was just saying a lot of things, and yet as the end of the week. Only for me to grow up and I'm like, oh my God, I wish you could have written like a younger letter to myself. So like, right now, I want this and that, and then when I'm right now, I'm like, oh, lovey, we no longer like that. That one does not exist.
Something I thought I would have figured out by now. Bro, my finances.
Valid.
Bruh, I thought by 25, after graduating, I'll get a stable job. I'll be financially stable. Like, nitakuwa like 3 streams of income, 4 streams of income. Like, I'm able to support myself. Support like my siblings, even on like that was the life I'd pictured. But then it takes time to get there.
Yeah,
it takes like you have to be patient. Unapata job, you lose some jobs, you quit some. Nikiona jobs nimequit kwanza because employers will exploit you out here, bro. If you don't know how to stand up for yourself, if you don't know your value, your worth, bro. Exactly. Are gonna step on you and people are gonna exploit you. And just being walk like that, I've walked away from a lot of jobs, bruh. I'm like, it's not worth my peace. Nanilipa peanuts and you want to exploit me, you want to overwork me, and you're paying me peanuts. That's BS. So I thought I would have figured out my career. Of course, I figured the best thing is that
we know exactly what you wanna do, yeah, just know exactly how we're gonna make it people.
Yeah. I know what exactly I need to do. The problem is I'm on the journey of making it sustainable. Yeah, I'm on the path of still making it sustainable, like making it, like building it, like building something big out of it. So yeah, that's something
you're in the building years.
Yeah, I'm still in the building years. So I thought by now I'd have already done
built.
I would have already built, but not yet. So yeah,
that makes sense. Yeah, I feel like size pair, I should have had a lot of clarity in my life. Not like by now, nilikuwa nafikiria like I no longer second guess myself. I no longer am afraid to ask for stuff. Like, for example, you get a client and you want to quote. Unaogopa kutaja kenye unajua kwa wapi because you're like, oh my God, what if I could take figure bay? So you end up like accepting something that is little, but you know, you don't buy. Everybody is a creative until rent is due. Yeah, kila mtu kuna kitu tu yenye nafanyanga tu their own way, but they can't focus on it because they gotta spend time doing something else that they can actually survive living on earth. I don't understand why tulipata hii earth hapa na tunalipia kukua huku.
Mbona lazima to buy hii land and God will create, you pay millions.
Maji ya Mungu tunalipa pesa.
Tunalipia maji. unalipia oxygen husi oxygen hai. Lastly, as we finish, complete this sentence. Unfortunately, I do love that.
It has to be unfortunate.
Okay, fortunately.
Unfortunately. Okay. Fortunately, I don't love money.
I think it's unfortunately in the corner. It's more like satire. Unfortunately, I don't love.
Unfortunately for you, I'll always choose myself.
Unfortunately, I do love living above my means. Bro, unfortunately, Mimi, I don't have a job, but bro, unless you come at 1 million. Unfortunately, I do love living above my means. The man will catch up.
Exactly.
The money will catch up.
Unfortunately, I like to talk back.
Unfortunately, I do love speaking what's on my mind. Exactly. Bro. I'm not going to hold back for no one. Ah, no. Can never be me.
I like to run my mouth.
I am, bro.
Unfortunately, I'm extra.
They do love being
extra. Sorry, not sorry, but unfortunately, yeah. I'm extra. I don't know how to just
shrink myself.
Not take a space and shrink myself. I've accepted that about me.
I've accepted I'm loud. I've accepted I am like outgoing.
Mm-hmm.
I've accepted my outgoing personality. I've accepted talking. I like meeting new people. I like talking to people. I love expressing myself. I've accepted that.
Can I ask you a question? You see, for example, the way you have your neighbor, sindo, and unamsalimia leo, and then kesho you don't feel like talking to them. What will you do if you don't feel like talking to a person and you've met umepatana kwa barabara? Will you just
make eye contact mwanana? I'll just say hi.
Why can't you just?
Kama tumeonana, kuna ile nyunjana.
Na kama umeonana, ujisiki kumuongeleshe.
Ah, just even wave. Si lazima hata ni kuongeleshe. Kuna time nifanyanga tu hivi. Yo, mimi nafanyanga. Like ile acknowledgement. Like unasemanga, yeah. Salamu pia inakuanga bure. Tukionana, ile kama tujionana huko huko, si lazima saa zingine tisa nikimbini kusalimia. But ile tumepitana tu hivi and we know each other. Of course I'll acknowledge like, yo, si lazima hata tuonge. I'll wave, a simple nod. Like, yo. Yeah. But si ile ati, sati.
Like sama kando ya barabara. Yeah, oh my God. I struggled with that when I came to Kisumu because when my mom moved to Kisumu, I didn't know that in Kisumu you greet everybody kwa barabara.
True. That's what me, I struggled with that now when I moved to Nairobi.
I did. Oh my God, nilikuwa naonekana kama mtoto mtundu, like a kid who yani, because me natoka nje, I don't know you, I've never seen you. And I apparently I'm supposed to greet older people and nini. So me, I don't know. So me, I'm just passing. Walikuja hadi kunisema venye mimi niko na tabia mbaya, si salimiangi watu. I'm like, Allah. I didn't know this is what you guys do around here. So before I got used to talking to people, that one stressed me out kidogo. Because if you've been raised in Nairobi, nobody gives a fuck about you. I'm a neighbor, manini. But Kisumu somehow taught me a sense of community and people around you.
We had that. Even me, I grew up in Kisumu. So that was the first culture shock I experienced in Nairobi. People are not neighborly, bro. There's no community. People are living like wild animals.
Even wild animals are friends. Even wild animals,
they are friends. Like someone can live 40 years without talking to their neighbor.
I can.
Without even knowing who their neighbor
imagine
is.
Imagine, I can. And I think it's so peaceful.
That was one culture shock that I experienced moving to Nairobi. Because growing up in Kisumu, we used to live like a community, like neighbors. Ukiamuka, jirani akapo nje usha utoka. Ah, ukwaji mamla mamla aje. Mnasalimiana. We share meals as neighbors.
Then me sometimes nilikuwa najifungia kwa nyumba ndo nisiyopatana na neighbors.
Thank you.
ilikuwa ni stress your design, like ati niko tu nje and then kuna mtu hapo, lazima nilikuwa tu nasikia like I was nilikuwa na struggle nayo. So like I really, because I didn't, me like, oh my god, I'm the type who, especially when I was younger, nilikuwa najifungia literally kwa room, ninge kwa bedroom the whole day, nitoke tu inje kufanya kazi zangu na malishana, unamaliza kupika sapo unarudi kwa bedroom. Like I didn't like to interact with people, to make matters worse, naishi Nairobi, people are not even neighborly as much, and then now all of a sudden I'm taking to Kisumu where nishazoea my introverted nature, I'm just working with my hoodie down, don't care, kind of, no. Alafu all of a sudden I have to
Nakwambia Kisumu tuko na kuna hiyo like that community neighborly culture to the point that neighbors sasa ako in your business sasa, yani sasa ndio nasema hey, ushona sasa juu sasa Kisumu it's like a small town, sasa watu wanajuana,
yeah,
sasa hadi neighbors sana ako kwa business yako kitu kidogo, yani sasa hadi anajua boyfriend, mlejana boyfriend wako lini, what happened,
to new beginnings,
111 was it, new beginnings was it. Just like to that point, so that was one culture shock. So yeah, okay. Neighborliness. Anyway, let's wrap up the episode. She record almost 51 minutes. Anyway, that's all for today's episode.
Bye bye.
Final words.
Hey. Be good.
Good.
Be good.
Be great.
Be great.
Go out and be great.
Man. Go out and shake ass.
Shake your ass.
Baby, shake your ass, guys.
It's therapeutic.
Therapeutic. It's recommended. I recommend it. Tell them Dr. Awiti
recommended
that you shake ass 3 times a day.
Anyway, see you on the next episode. If you want to be part of our series, what's your unspoken story? Click the link on the description, Manze. And then, I'll see you in the next episode. Adios.
Muchachos. Unspoken.